Today is Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, yeah, another day. Another day. There was a death, and Bob Saget died. I mean, we're going to talk about this on Mix Minus, but I just, I wanted to remind everyone, if you listen to my show, Mix Minus, or as Daniel lovingly likes to refer to it as The Mix, or The Gay Mix, I don't know. We started back a segment that was a fan favorite when we used to do Dubious Intent, because I don't know, I guess the listeners love celebrity death, I'm not really sure. But anyway, it's Celebrity Death Phone, and when a celebrity dies, you call in and tell us that the celebrity died, and then we enter a dollar into a pot for a drawing that happens at the Pride 48 event, and whoever wins gets the money. And we made a change to it this time around. It used to be that you would only get an entry if you were the first caller for a particular celebrity. And we've changed it to everyone who calls for the celebrity gets the entry, but we only add a dollar to the pot per celebrity. So we did get some calls for Betty White. There was another celebrity death, and we did get one call, but there's still time for other people to call. And I don't remember what the phone number is for it. It's 707-61-DEATH. Yeah, 707-61-DEATH. So it's 707-613-3284. I've spent the first 3.5 minutes of my show advertising for a segment on my other show. But there you go. So you guys should keep it. Or you can go to voicemail.mix-podcast.com and leave a voicemail that way as well. We will take it either way, but we did set up this special number. Now, I've got to go in and change the voicemail, because what I did is I used a Google Voice number that used to be my Google Voice number a long time ago when people used to use Google Voice. And now people don't really use Google Voice as much, and Google has kind of forgotten about it, unless you're using their phone service. I forget what they call it now, but Google Fi, I think is what they call it. You know, they don't, there haven't been a whole lot of changes to it, but they did merge it with Fi, I think. And anyway, it's still free if you want to just use the online and on your Android phone. And, but you have to have, if you don't have Google Fi, you have to have another number to associate it with. You can't just go in and get a Google Voice number, you know, without another phone number, because they ask you, what number do you want to forward this to? Or I believe that's the way it is. And anyway, so I had this number that I never used, because, you know, it's just easier. I've kept the same cell phone number forever, and now the phones have a lot of features built in, like blocking and spam and all of this stuff that, you know, Google Voice had. And so I didn't use that number. And so I thought, well, I'm going to use it. But I changed the number because I looked for a phone number with the word death in it, because I thought that would be cute. And so there you go. 707-61-DEATH. There you go. So last night, I know we'd already talked about the weekend. Sunday was just a, you know, regular old Sunday. We did the grocery shop. We had to go. I didn't talk about this. I didn't know what to buy him for Christmas. And I don't ever know. I usually get him something techie. But then the older they get, the less he uses the technology stuff. He likes it. But then he never can. He likes the things I give him, and he's very interested in them. But the older he gets, the less likely he is to be able to figure out how to use whatever. Like, I bought them an Amazon Echo, and I think the only thing they know how to do is play music. They don't know how to do anything else. And I've even walked them through how to do things, and they forget. And so, you know, I bought them a Nest thermostat, but they only know how to use it as a thermostat. They don't know how to do, I don't think they know how to do the app on their phone or how to set a schedule or any of that stuff. And I've told them, I've given them information about how to do this stuff, but the older they get, the less they, and I understand because I'm even getting that way with some things, like the remote on the television. I always forget which button puts up the stupid inputs and which one does other things. And Mark gets so frustrated with me. And I can figure it out, but it just takes me a minute. I have to punch around some various buttons. And I can just feel it slowly. And I'm a techie person. But as I get older, my patience for learning these things and then remembering them... I don't know what that's going to be like, because my whole life has been around being tech. I assume I will keep my technology ways, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it'll take me longer to learn things. I don't really know. I don't know what that's going to look like as I get older, but it's just funny because there are various things I'm like, ain't got no time for that. And it's not that I couldn't learn it. It's just, you know, ain't got no time for that. Anyway, so I had bought him. Bottom line is, wow, that was a long way around that story to get to the fact that I wasn't sure what to buy him, but he had these, he bought this battery powered lawnmower. And so I thought, okay, I'll find some other piece of equipment that's also battery powered by that same company. And I made the assumption that they would all use interchangeable batteries because as you guys know, my lawnmower, my blower, my edger, that sounds very sexual, and my weed eater, all use the same battery. And so I can just swap the battery out. It's wonderful. And so I made an assumption, but he got a different brand than we've got. Well, when we opened presents on Christmas, we realized that the battery I got will not work with the power washer that I got him. So we went to Home Depot. And you would think they had all these, and the brand is called Ryobi, and they had all the lawnmowers. They had a weed eater section, edger, blower, all that. But Mom said he already had most of those things. So I found a power washer. And I thought, well, I don't think he has one of those. Well, we went back on Sunday and looked. There were no batteries there for the power washers. And so I walked around looking for a Home Depot employee, and I'm like, there's no battery for these power washers. Where might those be? And he said, oh, those are on aisle 13. So I go over to aisle 13. There's like nobody over there. Well, so this brand, Ryobi, they have battery-powered lawn equipment, but they also have battery powered tools like drills, little hand saws, I don't know, screwdrivers. I don't know, but they have power tools that are battery powered. So what they had done is the batteries for the even though the pressure washer was with the lawnmowers, the battery was all the way on the other side of the store next to the hand tools. So we had to get somebody to come over and unlock something and do all that. But anyway, we got it. And so we did that. And then we went to the grocery store. They were out of everything because it was Sunday night. And everyone around here, I don't know how it is in the rest of the world, but everyone in Arkansas shops on Sunday. Well, most people go to church and then they go to the grocery store afterwards. We waited till the evening. And they were out of everything, like everything we wanted. We were just having to find alternates and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, we did that. And then I told you guys what I made for dinner, so we won't go about that again. And then last night we worked out and did my elliptical, and I forgot to put my Fitbit on. So Mark tells me it didn't happen because I didn't put my Fitbit on. He said, I guess you're going to have to do it again. But I can't use those steps in the bingo game on the Fitbit app. And so now Kathy Bacon and Guru Nudie and everybody else are going to beat me because I forgot to put my Fitbit on when I mean, I wear it all day long, but I clip it to my jeans, you see, because I got the clip on kind. And I put on shorts to do the elliptical. And so normally I switch it and clip it onto my shorts, and I forgot to do it. So it did not count. I recorded two episodes of Shady Pines with Joe Batanz and his really cute friend, Adam Salandra, who is so cute to me. He's such a cutie. Apparently he was an actor, at one point. But his last thing that he was in was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. So I don't know if he still does that. I didn't want to ask him because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm starstruck. Oh, I'm talking to an actor, but he's cute. And that was fun. And that was about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.